China-backed Salt Typhoon hacking group remains embedded in U.S. telecommunications. Policymakers are scrambling to find a solution to stop a massive, ongoing hack of U.S. telecommunications networks by a Chinese state-backed cyber group known as Salt Typhoon. House lawmakers received a classified briefing on the issue from intelligence leaders on November 10, a week after a similar briefing was held for their counterparts in the Senate. Salt Typhoon has engaged in a wide-ranging espionage campaign since 2022, infiltrating major U.S. telecommunications networks over the years. The group has compromised at least 8 major telecommunications companies throughout dozens of nations, White House Deputy National Security Advisor Ann Neuberger told reporters on December 4. Major corporations such as Verizon, AT&T, and CenturyLink are among the companies targeted. The hackers have used persistent access to those companies' infrastructure to collect metadata from a large number of customers, including the dates, times, and recipients of calls and texts made by an unknown number of Americans. Though the total scale of metadata stolen is not yet known, the hackers also absconded with the actual audio files of calls and content from texts from a smaller group of users, including some at the highest echelons of government. Shortly after the breach was first publicly acknowledged in October, Vice President-elect J.D. Vance said Salt Typhoon hacked his phone and that he believed President-elect Donald Trump's phone was compromised as well. Vance added that he did not believe the hackers were able to exfiltrate his calls and texts because he was using a third-party app for encryption purposes. Though the FBI has contacted individuals whose calls and texts were explicitly targeted by the campaign, the officials have left the responsibility of notifying those whose metadata was compromised to the discretion of the telecommunications companies. The apparent scope and severity of the Salt Typhoon attack raise questions about the security of the telecommunications infrastructure used by most Americans every day and the policies used by government agencies to collect data on American citizens. Vance said that Salt Typhoon was able to tap into his phone because the group exploited backdoors in the company's infrastructure originally established to accommodate the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act and the Patriot Act, which granted U.S. intelligence agencies sweeping surveillance powers. The FBI and the Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency have since published a guidance document in collaboration with security agencies in New Zealand, Australia, and Canada, acknowledging an ongoing risk to communications infrastructure. CISA Executive Assistant Director Jeff Green said during a call with reporters that Americans should ensure they are using an encrypted messaging app to prevent hacking groups from obtaining their calls and texts. Green also underscored that the China-backed hackers are still in U.S. infrastructure and that it is unclear when they will be fully evicted. Senator Mark Warner, who chairs the Senate Select Committee on Intelligence, told the Epoch Times shortly after the attack was made public that the breach was unprecedented in size and scope. "I think it will go down as maybe one of the most significant cyber attacks we've faced in our country," Warner said. Yet Salt Typhoon is only one part of a suite of Chinese state-backed hacking groups to emerge in the past half-decade, each of which has aimed to undermine U.S. national security in some way. While Salt Typhoon appears to have been created for espionage purposes, other programs, including Flax Typhoon and Volt Typhoon, appear aimed at infiltrating critical U.S. infrastructure in preparation for a potential armed conflict with the United States. These actors put a premium on preparing offensive capability during peacetime, in part by preemptively planting footholds in our infrastructure, Director of National Intelligence Avril Haines said during a congressional hearing on the matter earlier in the year. Flax Typhoon was first revealed by the FBI in September, when the agency announced that it had disrupted a vast Chinese hacking operation that involved the installation of malicious software on more than 200,000 consumer devices, including cameras, video recorders, and home and office routers. The infected devices were then used to create a massive network of infected computers, or botnet, that could be used to carry out other cyber crimes, the FBI said. Volt Typhoon, on the other hand, is a similar group that has successfully infiltrated thousands of U.S. systems, including critical infrastructure related to U.S. water, gas, energy, rail, air, and ports. Malware from all three cyber groups remains embedded in some U.S. systems. Ray has said that this is partly due to the decentralized commercial nature of American infrastructure, which makes it difficult to defend, and also because Chinese state-backed hackers outnumber the agency's own cybersecurity personnel 50-1. It is unclear at this time what, if any, action the Biden administration will take in response to the sweeping cyber attacks. Responding to a question from the Epoch Times, State Department spokesperson Matthew Miller said that he would not preview any actions the administration may or may not take against China. China's ruling Communist Party denies that it engages in espionage against Americans.